Cross Sports Nation. I am your host and founder, Robert Wells. And let's talk about sports. Let's go! I couldn't wait until Friday. I had to talk about some things from yesterday and this weekend right now. The Cincinnati Bengals are back in the AFC Championship for the first time since 1988. That was 34 years ago. Bengals rookie wide receiver Ja'Marr Chase became the first rookie in NFL history with multiple 100-plus yards receiving games in the playoffs, according to Phil Yates of ESPN. I said on Cross Sports Podcast, the Bengals could pull an upset over the Tennessee Titans, even though I picked the Titans to win. I was wrong about the Titans winning. So be it. Bengals rookie kicker Evan McPherson kicked the game-winning 52-yard field goal to beat the Tennessee Titans 19-16. The Bengals can go into Buffalo or Kansas City next weekend in the AFC Championship and win and move on to Super Bowl 56. Anything can happen.
Who they say gonna beat them Bengals? Nobody.
I'm so happy that the San Francisco 49ers proved me wrong by beating the Green Bay Packers at Lambeau Field last night in Green Bay, Wisconsin, 13-10. One of my good friends, Bill, we talked yesterday, and we both picked the 49ers to pull an upset against the Packers. Like Bill said yesterday, we called it. Yes, we did, Bill. And what makes it so beautiful is that former Chicago Bears and current San Francisco 49ers 39-year-old kicker Robbie Gould kicked the game-winning 45-yard field goal to advance the 49ers to the NFC Championship. Poetic justice! Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers has a 0-4 record against the 49ers. Aaron Rodgers now has the most playoff losses versus a single opponent in NFL history, according to the NFL on CBS on Twitter. I said on Friday that the San Francisco 49ers are the Green Bay Packers' kryptonite in the playoffs. In my mind, the San Francisco 49ers and the Chicago Bears beat Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers in the playoffs because of kicker Robbie Gould. And Robbie Gould was warming up with field goals during the Packers lineup introduction on their side of the field. He didn't care to do that. Robbie Gould was telling Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers, hey, I'm going to beat you with a field goal. And he did. Hey, Aaron Rodgers, we own you. We own you. I can't wait to talk trash all week long to the Packers fans this week, the rest of the year, and for years to come, most likely. Yeah, I'm going to do that. Could this be the last time that Aaron Rodgers plays in a Packers uniform? It could be. He could play for the Denver Broncos, the New Orleans Saints, or my friend Matt said on Facebook, maybe the Pittsburgh Steelers because Big Ben could retire. That's a good idea. That could happen. I'm with you, Matt, on that one. Or Aaron Rodgers could retire from the NFL. That would be good, too. He can retire. Everything is on the table for Aaron Rodgers this offseason. We'll see what happens in the future. Both the Green Bay Packers and the Tennessee Titans lost in the divisional round. This is the first time since 2010 postseason that both number one seeds lost in the divisional playoffs. The number one seed, the New England Patriots, lost to the New York Jets, and the top-seeded Atlanta Falcons lost to the Green Bay Packers that year, according to ESPN Stats and Info. Saturday was the first day in NFL playoff history with multiple game-winning field goals as time expired in regulation, according to Elias Sports. Hey, Cross Sports Nation, turn on your notification for Cross Sports Podcast. Subscribe, follow us, download, and please share Cross Sports Podcast on Pandora, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Buzzsprout, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and on our other media platforms on Cross Sports. You can also find these links on our website, www.cross-sports.net. Next time on Cross Sports, we will do another recap of all sports happening this weekend and next week as well. We'd like to thank all of you for listening, and we'll talk to all of you next time on Cross Sports. Peace.